I am the jester, you know? This is me every night.
Bismillah.
Farm fresh, pasture raised eggs.
This is Tel Aviv cut in half with swords and knives. I don't want a tiny cup of coffee.
I want fucking Hitler. This jester's gonna get a gun.
Alhamdulillah.
You're a bitch. You're a slave. And I'm gonna fucking shoot their face off.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I like old diners, you stupid asshole. Unfuckable incel. Alone again on a Saturday night. Dun, dun, dun.
And then?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I think what Israel is doing is terrible for my Jewish community.
We're not going to be friends. Like, I hate you.
Randall from Recess sent $20. Sneeko saying Hamane will receive the highest level of martyrdom in heaven was the most brown clown thing I have ever heard. Also, if Indiana gets the bear, surely DeKalb can claim to be Chicago too. You can't say Gary is part of the city and then deny DeKalb. Literally half hour to midway.
Yeah, I don't know how it works in Islam. That's probably true. If Sneeko says that the Ayatollah is going to be at the highest level of heaven, he's going to be with 72 virgins. That was kind of funny. I'm not even going to lie. Roseanne Barr said, POV, you're a dead Iranian. You have your 72 virgins and it's me. It's kind of funny, okay? That's a little bit funny. It is ridiculous when they say, dude, how does anyone still take Scott Ritter seriously? Scott Ritter says, the Ayatollah won. He wanted to die. And when we killed him, he trapped us. Okay, that's insane. Okay, like that's just totally, do you even believe that? Seriously? When you kill your enemies, they win. Like that's really, that's just next level. So what happened to, a few days ago, they were saying, if we go to war with Iran, they're going to blow up an aircraft carrier with a hypersonic missile. I guess they'll settle for their leader being assassinated instead. You know, it's like before, 2 weeks ago, Iran was posting hype videos. We're going to drop a hypersonic missile on an aircraft carrier and we're going to rain missiles on all these bases. There's going to be hell to pay. But if we can't do that, I guess we'll settle for our leader being killed instead. That's a real super weapon. Do we have a nuclear bomb? No. Are we hitting any of your strategic assets? No. But our secret weapon? You're going to be able to assassinate our leader. And then the gloves are coming off. It's like, okay, so true promise, huh? That's sort of ironic. True promise. It's like, what, promise wasn't enough? No, this is a real promise. We really mean it. Okay, sure you do. I just think that's fun. They're all buying into that. Yeah, no. Just like with Yahya Sinwar. When Yahya Sinwar is assassinated, everyone will raise up their sticks. Did that happen? I don't think so. The people of the world will rally, raise up your sticks. It didn't happen, bro. Everyone forgot immediately. And then Hamas made a deal, you know, like Hamas capitulated. They're giving up their weapons as we speak. They gave up half their territory and nobody did anything. Okay. On the contrary, literally nobody did anything. No, it'll galvanize everybody. It's a metapolitical victory. The look on Israel's face when they realize that we won all the metapolitical victories is going to be delicious. In like 200 years, we will all be in the gulags or dead. It will be like an Israel-controlled AI, antichrist, global government. You'll be sitting there with a shock collar and you'll be saying, man, Israel's so fucked. I can't, they're going to collapse any day. Any day, Emperor Netanyahu V is going to fall. They have no idea what's coming. They just have no idea. Once they kill the 6 millionth goy, man, they have signed their death certificate for this regime. It's finished. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think so.
As interceptor munitions dwindle, if Iran strikes water desalination plants in the Gulf, the petrodollar is done for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, sure thing. Uh-huh, any day now.
Oh, yeah, if they attack the super secret,
if they attack the MacGuffin, you guys are crazy. That's so... Here's how Iran can still win. It's always these like five-dimensional chess things from like some Wall Street person. Well, if they hit the desalination plants, then it's over for the petrodollar. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure thing. Once they hit the server rooms that are hiding the Epstein files and Hunter's laptop. Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. There's always some theory that no one's ever heard of, right? Yeah, we just never heard of that. If they hit those desalination, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if they get all the infinity gems, then they could just reverse time and anticipate the attack. Once Iran gets the time stone from Doctor Strange, then it's really like, come on now, really? I think it's over, you know? No, they're going to hit the desalination. Dude, Trump is going to drop a tactical nuke on Iran before they do anything like that. Just stop. Stop. Just fucking stop with that. That's crazy.
To Port Jenkins, you sent $50. Thanks for the show. I really enjoy your energy, no matter the topic. You're definitely the most entertaining part of my night.
Hey, thanks. Thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. I'm just trying to bring a little joy to the world, you know? I'm just trying to lift your spirits. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be a rizzless, unfuckable incel, gesturing for the masses. For who, really? For the world? I know what it's like. Alone again on a Saturday night, pizza and Coke. Guess it doesn't get any better than this. But I do it for you. I do it for the masses, you know. I'm glad you like the show. Thank you.
Exploder sent $100. 2026. Bombing the shit out of brown mongoloid circumambulating the Holy Cube during Ramadan.
Thank you for the huge super chat. Yeah, that's crazy. Listen, I don't support them being bombed. I don't. They don't deserve to die. I don't agree with them. And in many cases, they're very annoying. The way they're all with all these words, it's always like Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. It's like, okay, like it's like a whole different version. It's like when you're at a Mexican restaurant and then they transform. Suddenly you're in Mexico City. You're with these people. You're hanging out with Sneeko. One second he's like, he's doing his like New York accent talking about Pop Smoke. And then it's like Bismillah. You're like, the fuck? All right. I think it's time for me to go. I think my Uber is here. Nice hanging out with you. You know, they start getting ready. So listen, that's annoying as fuck. Okay, I'm not going to lie. They're always pushing their religion on you. They're always just like, it's like, okay. But they don't deserve to die for it. They don't deserve to be killed. Thank you for the huge super chat, though. I appreciate it. Pray for Iran. Pray for the Saudis.
Oswald Spengler sent $20. There is no one more vindicated than you. God bless 07.
It's the curse of being extraordinarily gifted. Blessing and a curse. Wouldn't trade it, but such a curse at times, isn't it? Cursed with knowledge, like Tony Stark. No, it is true. Imagine, like, people just forget that I'm the best at this. You know, everybody thinks it's just because I say the N-word. I said this the other night, but it's just true. People say, why is he so successful? Why does all these people like him? It's because I'm right about everything. They think it's like people are trying to psychoanalyze me. It's some psychological thing. It's because he says the N-word. It's because he's edgy. He just does this. It's because I'm the most gifted commentator alive. Period. End of story. Smartest, best, most talented. That simple, okay? Untouchable. At this point, untouchable, legendary status. It's not deniable.
Trump 4D chess grandmaster Strategos sent $20. These people that think Iran war is just a distraction from the files are retarded. It's just what Israel has wanted forever.
Yeah, I get people in my DMs on Twitter. They say, Don't get distracted. It's because of the files. Okay, like I'm about to crash out when people say that. They have wanted a war with Iran for 45 years, you know? And people go, it's about the files. It's about the files. They're not releasing the files anyway, dumbass. Like, that's the biggest, like, schizo bait ever. No, dude, it's about Greater Israel. It's about Greater Israel. It's not about it's about the laptop. It's about Hunter's laptop. Totally insane.
$95 sent $20. Mussolini has more aura than Hitler.
That's not true. Come on now. Come on now. Let's be honest. We don't need to be, you know, Nordicists to say Hitler had way more aura. Okay. Hitler was actually like winning and stuff and just kind of cooler.
$6 or $7 million sent $100. There would have been no generational run if Kamala was elected. He'd be in jail over hate speech.
Well, we don't know that, actually. You know what? First of all, that's not even true. This whole like, you'd be in jail. I don't know, man. I wasn't in jail under Biden. And all the people that did get put in jail, they got let out. So I don't think that's true. All you idiots do is you overstate the risks of a Democrat and you understate the risks of a Republican. So you just create this totally false reality where it's like if Democrats win, it's going to be our worst nightmare ever. And if the Republicans win, it's going to be the best thing ever. And it's like, no, Democrats are not going to be that bad and Republicans are not that good. That's why you play both sides, dumbass. You play both sides. Whatever the outcome is, you play both sides. Goyim need to learn. Don't anybody that tells me never to consider voting Democrat is telling me not to play both sides, and I'm never going to do that. I will always play both sides. That's what we have to do. That's what they do. That's what they do. Anybody that tells you don't have options is trying to scam you. Anybody that ever tells you don't get a second opinion, you have no other options, this is the only thing you can do, that person is trying to trick you into doing something that is against your best interests. Okay? So I just tune that out. You want to vote Republican forever? Knock yourself out. Slavery's a choice.
Silence at $20.
I'm off the plantation. I'm Django in the flesh, Walt Disney. Okay, I'm off the plantation. You can go and you can do that thing, okay?
Silence at $20. Thoughts on the new Lego Smart Bricks? Looks like the most Jewish thing ever.
I don't know. I'm not really involved in that controversy because I'm an adult man, you know? So I see it on TikTok where you get all these man children and they're like, these Smart Bricks and the new Lego sets. They talk about play features. I love the lingo. I love when you're watching adult men play with toys and they pause and they say things like, it's got play action. They got great play features like a launchable projectile. But I don't like the Smart Bricks. This new Lego set, it's like, brother, you're 35. Why are we playing with toys? So I am familiar with it. These like Smart Bricks, I guess, is making everything more expensive and they make sounds, but the sounds aren't authentic. All the fans are bent out of shape because the X-Wing doesn't sound like an X-Wing. The motion-based sound effects are not movie accurate. That's just like, I don't know how you become that person. Yeah, I like Legos when I was a kid, okay? And I built a set during the pandemic because it was fun. But people that are like, have a display case full of toys, Funko Pops and Legos and lightsabers, it's just like, come on, guys. We got to grow up a little bit here. I just don't get that. I also say when people use Lego as like singular, people say like, there's this new piece from Lego. It's Legos, bro. Yeah, I don't know, man. That stuff really gets to me. I don't know how a person like finds themselves in that situation where they wake up one day and they're in a bedroom full of toys and they're an adult. I don't get it.
Trump gives a rant to Israel. What do we get? I don't believe Trump is just getting hustled. Maybe some help against the left in the U.S., where it actually matters. You fight my enemy, I fight yours. Digo.
That's crazy, dude. You guys are just delusional. It's a sickness. It's actually a sickness. Why would you think that? Like, what would make you think that's the case? Why? Other than pure distilled cope, what would possibly make you? Do you see that happening? Have they passed the SAVE Act? No. They pulled out of Minneapolis. So what are you talking about? Well, I think Trump is going to get... What are you... It's a sickness. It's actually a disease. It's a mental disease. It is literally a mental illness. This is Trump derangement syndrome. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it gets, here's how he could still win. It's still five-dimensional chess. We're just not seeing it. Okay, dude. Sure. Whatever, man. That you are made to be ruled. You are why they call us Goyim.
French fan sent $20. Big fan. You helped motivate me to lock in this year, and I'm finally starting to get some results.
Uh-oh.
Much needed, as I'm 5'7", therefore unfuckable. Geopolitical takes are fucking grade A as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but 5'7", it's over. It's over for us. Sorry. 5'9", 5'7", you're not 6'5"? You should just not leave the house, okay? Why even be an imposition on the world or anyone or anything for that matter? You weren't born 6'5", it's over before it even began, okay, pal? Lock in, don't lock in. Invisibility cloak. But that's okay. You can always achieve something else irrespective of that.
Resting
you know?
Beast sent $25.
It doesn't matter.
Did you see? Pariah the doll looked and sounded like a female when he was 17. He got the voice he wanted. That was before he ever took any tranny pills. He manifested it. Jews lied about biology too.
Okay. So what's the angle there? I'm not really following. So you're saying that you can be a natural tranny? You need to be an ancestral tranny. These Jews and their soy seed oil trannies, I'm trad. There are ancestral trannies and they pass just fine. They don't need all that estrogen. What are you saying? What is your point? What the fuck are you talking about? Bri the Doll was on tranny pills, I think, early. I believe he got, like, medically transitioned when he was 14. He had puberty blockers. So that's just not true. You were misinformed. I'm almost positive that he went on estrogen before he hit puberty. He had puberty blockers. So that's just not, what you're saying is not even true. But that's crazy. Bro wants a natty tranny. Bro wants a organic grass-fed pasture-raised tranny. I got some organic grass-fed pasture-raised estrogen. I got some nice reverse osmosis remineralized water. People like that need to be fucking cut in half with swords and knives. I have had it with those people. I have had it with ancestral people. You know, I'm ancestral because I'm a white nationalist, okay? You're ancestral because what? You bought some artisanal cheese? You fucking idiot. You know what else is really funny? Do you know there's more? There are more microplastics in a glass water bottle than in a plastic one. That is like the most delicious morsel. That is a 10-course meal. That is my last meal. How many fucking idiots read an article about microplastics and said, oh, plastic water bottle? Oh, I won't drink out of that. I only drink. And they're literally getting more microplastics. And isn't there sort of a lesson in that? Isn't there sort of a lesson there? Isn't there something poetic about that? People go, ew, I don't, oh, plastic water bottle, I won't drink out of that. And then you have plastics leaching into the glass water bottle because, people say, huh? Because it is lined with plastic and the plastic leaches in from the cap. So that's just like, you know, we live for things like that. But anyway, not to go off about the ancestral thing. I just see that video every other week. I see that video of this guy where he lays out his grocery haul and he's like, I got some nice pasture raised. I got some nice farm fresh pasture raised eggs. I got some, what is it, organic ice cream. I've got some nice reverse osmosis remineralized water. I've got some nice potatoes.
Starting off, we have 36 local corn and soy-free eggs. We have 2 pounds of some local corn and soy-free chicken thighs. We have 4 gallons of reverse osmosis water in glass that I remineralized.
And you're like, dude, get a fucking life. Don't you have a job, you stupid asshole? Don't you have a job? Is this what you do all day? This is what you do all day, I guess. You go to your farmer's market, you buy all this crap, you take it home, and then you lay it all out on the table to take videos of it and show, this is what I'm eating this week. Hey, no one cares, Buster. Hey, Buster, nobody cares what you're eating this week, dumbass. No one cares what eggs you bought at the fucking store. Like I said, it's one of those things, you know how like you go on TikTok and you see the same movie clips every other 6 months? It's like every 6 months you watch the same clip from the same movie, from like The Green Mile or The Green Book or whatever. It's like that. Every 6 weeks on Twitter, I see this guy's table. So we got some nice farm fresh pasture raised eggs. We got some nice farm fresh pasture raised beef. And I'm like, who are you? What do you, don't you people have any longing? Don't you have any yearning? Like, is this what it is for you? The next time somebody tells me that food is fuel, I'm going to take out my gun and shoot them in the face with a bullet. The next time somebody tells me, you know, you got to look at food as fuel, I'm going to go to the trunk of my car, take out a shotgun, and I'm going to fucking shoot their face off. Food is fuel. No, food is yummy. Food is yummy. And that's really all we have, isn't it?
Neutron sent $20.
And that's really all we have.
Happy to have your content. You are a sharp-dressed man. Where do you buy your suits? Thank you.
This old thing I got at the farmer's market. Pasture-raised, farm-fresh, no artificial preservatives, no BPAs. It's peaty.
Hey, Nick, did you see that Ireland is sending all of their aircraft carriers to the Persian Gulf?
I did, yeah. I heard Iran is just, they're going to surrender just hearing about it. All of Ireland's submarines, its aircraft carriers, fighter jets, attack helicopters, all none of them. They're all being deployed. Honestly, how big of a bitch do you have to be? You don't even have an army. You have nothing. Imagine sitting there in Ireland or, I don't know, some other country, and you have to watch America just go to town on all these little people. Must suck. What must it be like not having been born in the greatest country in the world?
Is Polymarket useful for info or just agents? Also, Lowlett refusing to vote GOP and D+67 Chicago like hers matters.
Is that real? Well, okay, hey, idiot, I have a big platform, dumbass. Yeah, if I was just some guy in Chicago, but I'm the seventh most powerful Chicagoan. You're an MTF detranser. You could never get that out of me. Why would you go and tell people that? If you're detransing, you should just say, hi, I'm a regular guy. Bro introduces himself. Hey, MTF detranser, by the way. Anyway, is Polymarket degenerate? It's like, so what's with the preamble? Bro said, yeah, you in the back. Hey, yeah, male to female detransitioner. Anyway, is Polymarket degenerate or is there actually, it's like, bro, if that were me, you could never get that out of me. Why don't you just say, hey, I'm a regular guy. Hey, I'm a regular guy with a normal ass question. No, but thanks. Polymarket, here's what I say about the betting markets. It just reflects as much information as in the world. So I don't actually think it's predictive. It's really more of an indicator of what information is public. So you got to keep that in mind.
Ken Dasadik Tucker Suim sent $20. Keep it coming, man. You're truly the highlight of so many people's weeks with your informative insights, logical reasoning, and authentic voice. God bless you, your family, and your supporters.
Hey, thank you very much. Very kind message. And I appreciate the huge super chat. 07's in the chat, please. For the Nationalist, 07's in the chat. W, I appreciate. Thank you. It feels good to be appreciated. The gesturing is not in vain. I appreciate that.
Mad Dog Murica sent $20.
Because that's all it is. That's how I literally feel every night. I am the jester, you know. This is me every night. And this is you guys. This is you. This is you. You're unimpressed. Great show. Whatever. And then this is me. With the song playing in the background. So, it's that GIF. But you know what? This jester is going to get a gun. No, I'm kidding. Somebody sent me a GIF or a video of the jester getting a gun and shooting the princess. And that was like, that was actually just cathartic to see. That was just like a cathartic visual. So, that's what made me think of it. I'm not crazy. I was just thinking of the visual. But thank you for the huge super chat. I appreciate it. Thank you. Very kind message. I'm glad that's the highlight of your week.
Hypothetically, if the community raised enough money to start an America First party, would you be supportive of Thomas Massie as our nominee? Do you think he'd be a good pick for that position?
No, 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 no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. We need a hostile takeover of the GOP. This whole third party thing, do you know how much money it costs to get on the ballot for a third party? Like millions of dollars. Many millions of dollars to get ballot access. It's not a walk in the park. And I've always been very skeptical of third party. And even the Thomas Massie thing. I like him, but he's not the guy. I don't want to do some knicky-knack protest candidate. I want fucking Hitler. I want Caesar in the flesh, okay? I want something real that is actually going to take us across the Rubicon. I don't want some, no offense, some nerd who is like a libertarian and whatever. That guy's not presidential. And I like him, but he's clearly not Caesar. I want Caesar. I want Napoleon. I want Alexander. I'm not settling for anything less. And I want a Republican. If Trump could do it, someone else could do it. We don't need a third party. And I don't like the third
party. Based Crusader sent $20. You've been the top boy. Prediction King. Intelligence maxing. The hate for you on X is insane. Who do you hate most on X?
There's so much hate. So many haters. But listen, haters are my motivators, okay? If they hate, let them hate. Who do I hate most? I don't hate anybody. I have no enemies. I have no enemies. My cortisol is lowered. I have no enemies. I'm becoming very, in my old age, I'm becoming very monkish. I'm becoming very ascetic. I'm just not preoccupied with those things anymore. I'm getting to be older now. I'm nearing the grave. as I push 30. And so you just realize nobody was ever watching. Well, once you get to be my age, you start having some regrets and you realize nobody was ever watching. And so you should just live your life, you know? And if haters are going to hate, well, let them. Hate only poisons the vessel it is contained in.
What are your thoughts on Epstein memes being put out by the government to desensitize the general population? Have you been infiltrated? Is this why you sell the QCs? Smiley face emoji.
Yeah. It's all a conspiracy, bro. The government want... Yeah, okay, dude, for sure. Yeah, it's actually all distraction from the laptop. The Iran war is a distraction from the files. The files are a distraction from the laptop from hell. It's all a distraction. Yep, you got it. You cracked the code.
You are looking leaner. I waitress at a pizzeria. Here's the tip for my first table DN. God bless.
Thanks. Do you really mean that? Do I look leaner? Let me mew. Look at that. That's putting in the dedication, okay? That's not Retta. I'm not on Retta. I'm not on anything. That's just pure. See, unlike you guys, I don't need to inject myself to like not eat like a disgusting pig. Just pure determination. But anyway, a waitress at a pizzeria. Where have you been all my life? Waitress at a pizzeria telling me I'm lean? Hello? You know, I always wanted a romance like that, like a movie. I like that movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson. Because that's me. It's like, I'm like a sleeper famous person. He's like a world famous author, kind of a hermit, moody, temperamental, unlikable. He's sort of rich, little bit rich, lives at the top of a mansion. And he goes to the same diner every day with a waitress and just abuses the shit out of her. You know, but then she kind of sees that he's actually a really good guy. You know that? But then she sees, hey, you know, behind that tough exterior, he's actually a really nice guy. And, you know, and then they get together. And the waitress, she brings him his breakfast, how he likes it every day. You know, so... Maybe I'm just a sucker. Maybe I'm just a little romantic like that. Imagine a waitress at a pizzeria. I love pizzerias. You know, nothing beats going to a real pizzeria. Pizzeria style pizza on a tin with the flour on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? Nothing beats it. So that's very romantic. Thank you. Thank you for indulging me tonight. I appreciate that.
Non-Groy, percent 30.
Someone says Nick is on Retta. I'm not on Retta.
Non-Groy, Begroy, percent $30. Hey, Nick, we will always support you. I was recently turned on to a Dan Bilzerian interview that really opened my eyes about the world. Luckily, I found your content soon after and have since dove in. Just wanted to say thanks, and that I'm now a yearly plus member. You should definitely get with Dan sometime. I'd love to hear you all talk.
Hey, thank you for the big super chat. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think we might do an interview. He's just got to chill a little bit with the whole, like, give me a gun and send me to... It's like, okay, did you see his interview with Sneeko today? I love Dan. Great guy. Very solid. Very good friend. And we've had some disagreements and we've gotten into some heated arguments, but he's a good dude. I say that sincerely. And I like him a lot. But he goes on Sneeko for an interview this evening, and he says, the only country we should go to war with is Israel. We need to wipe them off the fucking map. Give me a gun. And I'm like, whoa. All right, chill. Some of us like being alive. All right, relax.
I mean, I would sign up tomorrow and go fucking put boots on the ground and go fucking kill Israelis. That would be a great day for me. Give me a fucking, give me a rifle and send me the fuck over there.
He said that on Sneeko, and Sneeko goes, okay, Dan Bilzerian, everybody. He starts laughing his ass off. It's like, bro, stop, chill, please, relax. Like, oh my gosh, they're going to kill me, aren't they? Yeah, they're going to kill me. He says, I'm like, holy, he has no chill like that. Once he's into something, yeah, he's all in.
Love when you go on InfoWars, but for the goodness sake, he needs to stop interrupting mid-thought every time you talk. Every time you go on, you stay calm. But man, doesn't it bother you at all?
To me, it's like a video game. It's just kind of like doing the show on challenge mode. It's like juggling and someone keeps throwing a new ball at you, you know? You're like juggling a unicycle and a bear and a bowling pin. And Alex Jones keeps throwing more stuff. And what about this? And what about, you know, on the carbon tax credits? It's like, okay, I don't know what that has to do with it, but okay. He kept saying that. He kept saying carbon tax. I'm like, carbon tax? We're at war with Iran. Like, no, but it's just challenge mode. It's okay. I don't mind it. I'm a little bit too polite. I have to admit, I'm a little bit too polite. When it comes to people that I respect, when it comes to people that I'm like being friendly with, I do have a tendency to be a little overly deferential. I'm a very respectful person. I'm not big on, I don't like to impose. I don't like to interrupt. If I'm pissed at somebody, I could be aggressive. But if I'm cool with somebody, I try to be very courteous. No, it doesn't get on my nerves. It's his show and that's his style. And he likes to keep it moving. He's like a coach. He's like a coach. It's like a drill. We're drilling. Pause. He's like a baseball coach and we're running drills, you know, and we're switching up all the different plays and stuff. That's how I look at it. Big Alex. Oh, it's always, whenever we do a collab, it seems to always go viral for one reason or another. And that stream we did the other day, he got a little emotional about Trump. That went viral. That went everywhere. So he's a showman. I really respect him as a broadcaster and as a guy. He's the real deal. Take it from me.
Bob Bobison sent $20. Thoughts on your TRNS viewers? Of you as a comedian? What would you do if you got to heaven and were surprised to see them and other non-desirable fans there, approaching you and asking you to perform a live show?
Are there trannies that like the show? If I got to heaven and there were trannies... Listen, I don't look at people as undesirables. I really don't. And as far as trannies are concerned, listen. It's a little bit disturbing to me because I don't like drug use. And there's other reasons too, of course, but that really freaks me out. When people get on hormones and stuff like that, it's really freaky to me. I don't like any of that shit. I don't like the peptides. I don't like the hormones. It's all freaky to me. I don't like it and I don't get it. And I don't know why a guy would want to be a girl. I can kind of get why a girl would want to be a guy, but I don't know who would actually attempt that. It's kind of gross. I just sort of feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for them, and I would hope that everybody is just trying their best to follow their conscience. I feel sorry for them. Obviously, there's something... Clearly, you have some perverted situation if you want to be another gender. But we just have to try our best, everybody, to follow our conscience. Everybody knows what's right. Everybody knows what's right and what's wrong. You should just try to the best of your ability, follow your conscience and live a life in accordance with natural and moral law. That's it. I have no hatred. I have no enemies. I said I have no enemies. I have no hatred in my heart unless they're trying to like kill people, unless trannies are like trying to blow shit up and murder people. I don't like that. And I think it's disgusting that they indoctrinate kids. And listen, there are no trannies. No one can transition. You're born a man, you die a man. You're born a woman, you die a woman. But people that do this, yeah, like I said, you have my sympathy.
BTC down 34%.
Yeah.
We're going to war for Israel. No mass deportations. And we still have planned thrusters. Do they like being raped?
I don't know the psychology of it. I think they're just slaves. You know, slavery really is a choice. It's tough to strike it out on your own and be your own person. And I just find it hard to believe they really believe what they're saying. These people that go out every day and they say, well, we're serious. We're serious. We know how politics works. Really, this is politics working? This is what politics working looks like? For who? Who is this working for? I saw John Doyle retweet that meathead Blake Cressis, his producer, and he goes, this is serious. Charlie Kirk was a serious operator. This is serious. Yeah, really serious stuff. Really serious, yeah. They got the guy fucking elected, and now we're in a war with Iran. Well, what about this is working for you, fucktard? They buried the Epstein files, are covering up for the worst people in the world. Trump literally said he's covering for Bill Clinton. Even if you're a retarded Republican, Trump is covering for Bill Clinton in the Epstein files. What is that? We're at war with Iran. We withdrew from Minneapolis. You got to come up with this crock of shit where you go, well, we're doing mass self-deportations. No, we don't have any real numbers. We're guessing based on the Census Bureau community survey. Dude, they track the number of deportations. If they were doing it, you would know. You have to make shit up. You're coping and you know it. So I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't get it. They'd have no arguments about this. We're trusting the plan. Republicans are going to win. Trump is the end all be all. Like you unironically idolize Trump. I saw some stupid bitch say, if you vote for Democrats, that's like going to a church, and because you don't like your priest, you start worshiping the devil. I'm like, yeah, that's a very good analogy, because you literally worship the GOP. Because what is God? Infallible, and the personification of the good. And so, yeah, that's actually a very fitting analogy for how you see the Republican Party. She goes, some dumb bitch e-girl says, if you vote for the Democrats because you don't like what the Republicans are doing, that's like worshiping the devil because you don't like your pastor. Well, why is that track? Yeah, because you literally think the Republican Party is infallible and identified with the good. The identity with the good. The Republican Party is the good. And so you just have to keep going no matter what. You have to have this blind faith in the Republican Party. Yeah, very similar indeed. Thank you for telling on yourself.
219 grow, I percent $20. Recently received USA quarter zip. My middle school age nephew snickered and recognized it. Kid's been doing too much internet.
Interneting a little too hard, huh? You internet too hard. Oh my gosh, that was so... Candace Owens pushed me up against the wall. She said, you internet too hard. That's a joke. That's a joke. I'm just kidding. Candace Owens says, you internet too hard. She grabbed me by the tie. She said, you internet too hard. I was like, yeah, and you're a fucking schizo retard. I grabbed her by her helmet. I said, yeah, you're kind of a schizo yourself. Anyway, it's a little hot in here. What were we talking about? Yeah, she said, no, I'm joking. Hey, yo, Candace says you internet too hard. Oh, that's crazy. What does that even mean, by the way? That's such a woman thing to say. That's such a mom thing to say. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Oh, my gosh. She goes, you internet too hard. Yeah, well. Okay, all right. Relax. Hey, relax.
Chick Stink sent $20.
Move on. Says the live chat.
Chick Stink sent $20. When you and Sneeko beef about being Christian or Muslim, it reminds me of the surrender of Jerusalem ending scene in Kingdom of Heaven. You're King Baldwin IV, and he is Saladin.
Yeah, no one's ever made that. Oh, Christian and a Muslim? It's just like that movie. It's just like the movie. It's just like that TikTok. It's a Christian and Muslim. That's like that TikTok. Yeah, that movie sucks, by the way. That movie is like the most blue-pilled movie ever, where it's like, Christians are hypocrites, Muslims are the holy ones. I know it's Kino. I know the scenes are Kino. There's a lot of, like, Kino stuff in there. But if you've ever actually watched that movie, it comes from, like, the Iraq War era, where it's like, Muslims are noble, holy people, and Christians are sick and degenerate hypocrites. So I don't know that that's like a movie you want to really get into, but some of the content is, it's good for edits.
Christian sent $100. Tucker finally saying on his show that released tonight that Jewish power has to do with Jewish power. I foresee another appearance on his pod where he apologizes for his antics post first pod.
Bass Benny, thanks a lot. Yeah, yes. Good observation. That's a good observation. Yeah, I caught a little bit of that. I didn't watch the whole thing, but somebody clipped it on 4chan and they said he talked about Chabad Lubavitch, which he did. And he said the Chabad Lubavitchers are providing patches that show the Third Temple. I was like, okay. Wait. I was like, okay. Nice to see you, Tucker. All right. Yeah, maybe me and Tucker can come back together. I don't know. He's a little shitty to me, but I think he doesn't like me. But we'll see. He's, dude, he had this like diabolical go off in his show today where he goes, he's talking about like, how just Justin the Martyr like went to war with Iran and tried to build the Third Temple. And he's like, and what was he doing? He went to war with Iran. And then he had the most like diabolical laugh. I was laughing my ass off. It's actually well done. I can't even hate. He's talking about how they tried to rebuild the temple and invade Iran. And then he has the craziest laugh I've ever heard. I'll actually pull it up. It was that good.
Julian, Emperor Julian the Apostate, was killed. You know what he was killed doing? Invading Iran. Literally invading Iran in 363. Yeah, he was killed doing that.
Like cheesing when he's... That's kind of keck. That was little keckers. You know what, Tucker? That was little keckers. Little keckers, my guy. W's in
Sorry,
the chat.
$20. So are you against all Jewish people? I'm Jewish and I think what Israel is doing and has been doing is bad for me and my family.
No, I'm not against all Jewish people. Not at all. What I am for is America first. If you're a Jew that is America first, that's fine with me. I don't, you know, I want you to be a Christian. If you're a Jew that's America first and you recognize that that's the program, that's fine with me. I like, though, that you say, well, what Israel is doing is bad for me and my family. Think about all the anti-Semitism it's creating. I'm going to have to move. It's like, okay, what about America, though? Isn't that kind of funny? Even the base Jew. Do you hate all Jews, though? I think what Israel is doing is terrible for my Jewish community. Okay, but what about America, buddy? What about fucking America? Thank you. You know, so that's kind of, that's the rub. That's the rub. Always.
The Jews. You were so right this whole time. It's good to see you be vindicated, finally. Oh, and everyone knows you an apology. Thanks for keeping it real for all this time, ESP, voting all these NFS out.
You're right. I was right the whole time, and everyone does owe me an apology. It's okay. It's okay. It is crazy, though, because I was the only one in 24, and people thought I was crazy. They said I was crazy. They said I was a radical, a terrorist, but I was right. They said I was crazy. My whole life, I never thought I actually existed, but I do. But I do. And people are starting to notice. Yeah, yeah, I know. Isn't that funny, though? It's honestly so sweet when you get to say something hard like that. So few people ever get to because they never want to go against the crowd, you know? But yeah, I stuck it to the masses. Yeah, I did something that everyone thought was insane. I was years ahead of the curve. I was bold. I was right about everything. I was right. And yeah, now I get to say everyone thought I was crazy. Now I get to say they said I was insane, but I was right. He was right. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Nikki, Democrat, but can't get past the open borders. How do you justify that? Blue states.
People just, this is what I'm talking about. They brought us to war in Iran. What about that? Don't you understand? We're in a regime change war with Iran. And people go, but the Democrats, but what? We're the party in control and look at what they did to us. You're going to vote. How are you going to convince yourself to vote for this? How? How is it done? Do you see them deporting anybody? No, they're not even deporting anybody. So what the fuck are you talking about? I can't get past open borders. Dude, we're effectively giving 40 million illegals an amnesty. What are you talking about? It would be one thing if Republicans were deporting 1 million illegals a year. You would then maybe have an argument. Maybe. But they're not even building the wall. They're not building the wall. They're not deporting anybody. And we're in a war with Iran. Forget it. Forget it. You're unconvinced? Sorry, watch another show, do something else. We are not listening to this. We are not listening. Like I said, another sucker is born every day. You want to convince yourself to vote for this bullshit? Fine. I'm done arguing about it. It's the same thing with the vaccine. I remember when everybody was getting the vaccine, they would super chat the show and they'd say, hey, Nick, I know you said don't get the vaccine, but you see, I have this job and blah, blah, blah. And I would say, look, man, if you're willing to get the vaccine, then you will let them do anything to you. I don't even care if you believe in it. These are our precious bodily fluids. If you let the government make you get vaccinated because you're afraid of losing your precious job, I said, then you don't deserve to be a free man. You deserve to be raped. But that was during the pandemic. It was the same thing. You people have no fucking balls. None of you. I challenge you to grow a pair. Seriously. And do the thing that, you know, maybe don't feel like doing, the thing that maybe feels unsafe. And it's the exact same thing. During the pandemic, I would tell people, whatever you do, don't get vaccinated. And people would say, but Nick, see, I get what you're saying, but I have this job or I want to get into college. And they wanted me to tell them, oh, well, in that case, you know, get the vaccine. And I would tell them, no, no, I'm not going to argue with you. You want to get it. You're a bitch. You're a slave. You will do anything. You will literally tolerate anything. It's not like the vaccine was voluntary. They said, if you don't get it, you're fired. And that's why you're getting it, because you're compromised. And I don't fuck with people that compromise like that. And this is the same thing. They brought us to war in Iran, all of them. They're all liable. And you go, I just don't know how we get over the open borders thing. If you would vote for a party It's not even theoretical. They brought us to war with Iran. If you vote for that, you will tolerate anything. You will tolerate anything, anything, if you vote for this. Do it. Go ahead. It doesn't hurt me. You want to do it? Knock yourself out. If you would do that, I don't count you among our ranks. This is Gideon's army. I don't need 3 million. I don't need 3,000. Give me 300. This is Gideon's army. You're not down with this? Hey, lots of luck. You're not a Groiper.
For the last 2 months, I've been requesting NHH by Ye on Floyd's TikTok lives, then reporting them when they put it on.
That's funny. You know what I like about Nigga Heil Hitler? The sample in the song is All Quiet on the Western Front. You know, the da, da, da. That's All Quiet on the Western Front. And if you've ever seen that movie, it's okay. But the movie, it's like in the beginning, everybody's like gung ho. It's like, we're going to war. All right. And then they go to war and they're like, this sucks. You know, they're like, okay, we're marching to war. We're on the train on our way to the war. Everyone's excited. And then they get to the war and they're like, this sucks. Like, we're getting blown to smithereens and we're getting run over by tanks and we're hungry. And that's kind of like we're in a war. It's like a war cry. It's like a war anthem. Like, da, da, we're going to war. Love the song. Love my brother, my goat. Yay, even though he apologized. Hopefully we could get him back. We got to bring him back. Got to bring him back from the dark side. We got to get him to hit that yay button. Come on. I know it's in there. I know it's in there. Then you hit the yay button. We got to get him to hit the yay button. And I wouldn't normally say that because, listen, it's his life. He's his own man. I love him. And I'll always be there for him, even if we're not always aligned politically or he's got to do what he's got to do. But really, he's one of the great warriors of our time, one of the great leaders. He is a leader. He is a leader. Believe it or not, he's a leader in music. He's a leader in fashion. And he was the leader in politics. In 2022, who was saying, I love Hitler? Kanye fucking West, okay? Ye was saying that. It's like, I'm like Luke Skywalker. I'm like, Father, please, you know? I still sense the good in you.
True. Sneeko sent $20. Sup.
Sup. What up, Sneeko? Sup. You know, the Muslim stuff, it makes me cringe, but we're brothers. Goyim, unite. It's okay. But, dude, this guy, it's always like... So I said the thing about the Ayatollah, it is a joke. And you understand the premise of the joke. And Sneeko goes, but the questions, it's like, why does it always have to be this? Can't you seriously, do you seriously not see the humor? All these people like Scott Ritter, all they talk about is, oh yeah, don't fuck with Iran. We're going to lose. They're going to blow up an aircraft carrier. They're going to do this. They don't do any of that at all. They get utterly defeated. The Ayatollah's killed, and then they go, big mistake, killing all of us? That was our master plan, actually. And the joke is that they always, the Iranians, I'm rooting for them, actually, in a way. They're talking a big game. They're always like, true promise 17. This time we mean it. They're posting like 3D videos of like America getting nuked. And then we just, like Israel just eats their lunch every time. And you go, okay, come on. Like, okay, guys. You know, it's like Charlie Brown here. Like, come on. Every time it's like, oh, don't fuck with Iran. These are martyrs. Like, blah, blah. And then they just get obliterated every single time. And then they cope and go, well, that's was the next step in our master plan. Was getting caught part of your master plan? Of course, you know. So I say that, and Sneeko takes offense, personally, and in every other way, and goes, oh, yeah, but Christians, well, they say that Jesus is a martyr. It's like, dude, it's not that. It's not an attack, dude. It's not an attack. Everything with him is always an attack on brown people. He always interprets it as a white attack on brown people. It's just a joke. We are on the same team, bro. We're on the same team. You think I'm rooting for this? I'm just making light of the situation. And he's like, whoa, but the Christians always say this, but that. It's like, Christians, what are you talking about? We're making light of the fact that they talk a big game, then they lose, which is what's happening on the battlefield. And it turns into this butthurt, but Christians always, but Westerners are. And it's like, where is this coming from? Why is it always, why is that always coming out? I'm like, what the fuck? I see this clip. I'm like, okay, what did I say now? What did I do wrong now? You know, I thought we're on the same page. Goyim unite. Then I see another clip from Autistic Clips. Sneeko clap backs. But the Christians, I'm like, okay, what did I say now? What's the fucking problem now? Here we go again. We love him, but it's like, you got to chill with that shit. Can we just chill with that and just not,
J-Man sent $25. When Sneeko quits the Muslim LARP, never let him forget how insufferable he was. Faith Merrill has HPV.
Hey, come on now. Stop. Come on. Dude, it's really getting out. It's every day with this guy. What did he just tweet? Dude, what was the clip today? I'm really getting bothered by this shit. I'm not going to lie. He tweets today, quote, Muslims follow a backward religion. Then he posts a picture of people praying with their hands on Trump and Vance praying at the wall. And it's like, what? Okay, so what happened to Goyim Unite, asshole? My friend. But that kind of post, why are we doing that? Why is it always an attack on Christians and on America? You want to defend Islam, say, okay, Jews have a backward religion, right? He wants to say, Goyim unite, blah, blah. But it's always this, it's always the dagger at the Christians. It's always this little, it's always a little jab at the Christians. What is that? Who is that directed at? Quote, Muslims have a backwards religion. Oh yeah, Christians do too. What about Christians? What about this? What about this? What about, it's always the third worldists love nothing more than whataboutism. Sneeko just found out today that Muslims can't wear the color red because the prophet said that. And now Christians are catching a stray out of nowhere. It's like, hey, man, why always the whataboutism? Maybe it's because you can't defend your own religion. Maybe that's why. You know, you can't wear this because it's red. Not because it's this, but because it's red. I don't want to defend that. I don't want to defend, some of the nonsense in there. So it's constantly just, well, what about you? Well, what about that? It's a tu quoque. It's always some sophist tactic. And it's just getting really bothersome. I can't just see that shit on my timeline day in, day out. What about Christians? What about the West? Like, you say one struggle and then all you do is fucking attack us. I am a Christian. I am American. By the way, so are you. And all it is just heaping shit on us. I'm just telling you, these are the rules of engagement. You can't say it's one struggle and then attack Christians. And you can say, oh, well, yeah, but we get attacked too. There's got to be some graciousness there. There's got to be some give. So, yeah, it's really getting to a point. It's getting to a point when you just see this day in, day out. Christians are hypocrites. Westerners are hypocrites. What about this? But you said this. And it's like, hey, man, you love Islam so much. Go live in a fucking Muslim country at this point. You got nothing but negative shit to say about Christians and Americans and the West. And nothing but glaze for them boys. Nothing but praise for the brown clowns. Oh, look at the Muslims praying. Oh, Islam is so holy. Oh, Islam isn't like the degenerate West. Okay, man, you don't want to live in the degenerate West? Go live in fucking Egypt, then. Go live in Morocco. He always says it like that. Morocco? Go fucking live over there, then. You know what we have here? People wash their hands. We've got drinking water that's clean from the tap. Like, it's relatively peaceful. Like, we have first world everything. It's also funny, you know, bro loves Martin Scorsese. That's haram. Sorry, you can't have that. You want to shit on the West? You want to shit on that? You can't have Martin Scorsese. You can't have filmmaking. You can't have secular art. You can't have any of that shit. You want to play that game? Mr. I hate the degenerate West. Mr. I hate these Christian hypocrites. Sorry, you don't get Martin Scorsese. That is haram. Sorry, you don't get that then. Mr. Filmmaker, Mr. Producer, you don't get all that then. Can't have it always. It's no beef. It's no beef with the man. It's the beef with the process here, okay? It's a beef with how you're operating. As that's just, I can't watch that day in, day out and not get pissed off. What did I literally say on my show yesterday? I literally did an olive branch on my show yesterday. I said, we're uniting everybody. I don't care if you're Christian or Muslim, blah, blah. And maybe he didn't watch the show. He doesn't probably watch the show every night. But it's like, this is how it's always repaid. Every semblance of A peace offering is always met with this like chip on the shoulder. And at the end of the day, this is our fucking country. This is a Christian country. That's where it comes from. You got to get with the program. They act like they're equals. They act like, well, you need to respect us and blah, blah. And don't get me wrong. Respect is given, but don't get it twisted and think that we're coming here on the basis of equals. You're in a Christian country. I'm not in Iraq looking for sympathy. I'm not in Egypt looking for sympathy. I'm not in Egypt bitching about how Egypt was never a Muslim country. You're here. You are here in a country built by Christians saying, oh, you're all hypocrites. Fuck you, blah, blah. Your religion's backwards too. Here's the difference. You're here. We're not there. No one's breaking down the door to go live there. No one is rushing to go live in Saudi Arabia other than what, like migrant workers from Bangladesh? People are trying to get here. Can we just not? Can we just stop? Just stop. It's getting seriously annoying.
Faith Merrill's mixed race aborted fetus groy percent $20. Can we get a magnet we hate adhesive? Car decal that says no war for Israel. This is a good way to wake up boomers.
No, that's a good way to, that has to be a prank. You have to be pranking me. We're going to wake up boomers because you put a magnet on your car and a boomer is, see, you know, maybe that's a prank, but there's a lot of people that really think that way. They're like, I need to put a sticker on my car because that's an audience. That's when I have an audience with the public. I'm going to be in traffic and the boomer behind me is going to be, hey, say, what does that bumper sticker say? No more wars for Israel? Huh. You know, that's a really good point now that I think about it. I'm going to change my whole life. No decals, nothing that you can ruin your car with. Everything should be plain. No logos, none of that.
Glasgow Groy percent $50. Lowell sent $20. Okay. What's your favorite Pokemon?
I don't know, man. I haven't played Pokemon in many, many years. Who did I like? I liked, I had like a Turtwig that was like my starter Pokemon. So he was okay. And I liked that ghost one. Who's the ghost? Who's the guy on the cover of Pokemon Platinum? Starts with a G. He was good, obviously, because he's like on the cover. I don't know. I haven't played that game literally since I was in middle school.
Jibbles sent $20. We got to get a Nick feature at the IHOP tour since Waffle House and Fishback. Shit is Waffle Synagogue now.
Yeah, I don't really go for Waffle House, to be honest. I know you people worship that stuff in the South. I don't dig it. I saw some tweet today by some guy. He's like, you know, I think Waffle House is perfect. It's always, they do what they do really well. I'm like, it's crap. It's a bunch of crap. You pull up to a Waffle House, it's all black people in there, and it's dirty, and I don't know. Maybe that's just not my culture. I view that as highly overrated, highly overrated. Even diners. Honestly, even diners. I see some people, it's so like chuggy. Millennials love their diners. Millennials love like glorifying diners. They love literally flipping and doing tricks on diners. Like it's the great, it's the most average food ever. Are you kidding me? And it's always overpriced. Like what universe do you live in? You go to a diner, it's $25. For like very average eggs, bacon, pancakes, a totally average cup of coffee, and people glaze the shit out of it. They're like trying to do some kind of David Lynch thing. They're trying to do some David Lynch thing. They're trying to be quirky, taking pictures. You know, here's my thing that people like, is this a personality? Is liking diners a personality? No, it isn't. I think everybody jacks off about how great that is. I love diners. I love going to diners. You know, it's so great. My dad was saying that the other day. I got a little heated. My dad was like, I love going to like a good diner. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I said, I would rather pay more money and go to a trendy, like liberal type place any day of the week because it's better. You know, out of all the breakfast places that I go to, it's the overpriced ones. It's the overpriced, like, liberal ones, liberal-ish, I guess. It's not the old joints, because the old joints, it's like, it's not, the quality's just not there. I want to eat something that I feel good about. It's, like, fresh, high-quality ingredients. It tastes good. At least you get what you're paying for. If I'm going out to eat and I'm paying the money, I'll pay 30 instead of 20 if it's that much better. You go to these other diners and it's like, no wonder they're all going out of business. They're exceedingly average. I saw some girl tweet. She goes, my boyfriend, the one thing I kept from my boyfriend is he always liked to go to diners. That was his thing. He always liked to go to old people diners and I still do that. And it's like, dude, that shit sucks. Your boyfriend's a tool. Your boyfriend's a jagoff and he has no taste at all. He's a fucking carbon copy NPC. Where did he get that? Parks and Recreation, you fucking pussy. Where did you get that? Parks and Rec? I like old diners. I'm like David Lynch. I have a personality. Like, no, you don't. No, you do not. No, you do not. I don't want a tiny cup of coffee. You ever notice that? You go to a diner, they're like, here's your 6-ounce cup of coffee, sir. Yeah, where's the rest, pal? We're at war with Iran. I've been up all night. I want a 16-ounce cup of coffee. I'm literally foaming at the mouth. I want a big cup of Joe. You ever notice that? It's these like tiny cups of coffee, most average bacon and eggs you've ever seen. And then it's $23. You know what my dad said? This was a good argument though. He goes, well, here's why I like it. He goes, hear me out. He got a little pissed off. He's like, cause I go, what are you talking about? He's like, hey, listen, he's like, hear me out. He said, it's not ethnic. I was like, that's so based. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to try to get my dad in trouble again like when I said the other thing. My dad loves ethnic food. He loves Mexican food. He's Mexican, okay? But he's like, you know, it's just American staples. He goes, I like that. He's like, I like that it's just American staples. You could go, it's not ethnic. It's just American classics. It's bacon and eggs. It's meatloaf. It's an open-faced turkey sandwich. I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good point. I said, that I will grant you. That I will grant you. Because it is true. He didn't say it in a racist way. Time out. Pierce's producer, do not clip this. Fuentes updates, don't clip this. He didn't say it in like a racist way, but he just meant, you know, sometimes you like to switch it up. And in Chicago, you know, look, my mom's Italian, so we always get Italian. My dad gets sick of it. My dad loves Mexican. And it's other stuff. Greek. They love Greek. They get Greek all the time. Excuse me. He goes, it's nice that you just have some American stuff because that's who we are. You know, we're American. I was like, you know, that's really fucking based, Dad. I was like, Dad, that's really fucking based. Based Dad in a MAGA hat? I was like, that's actually so true. So that was a good point. That I will grant you. It is a little taste of America. If you're doing it for the aesthetic, I still think that's corny. The reason I will concede it to my father is because he's a baby boomer and he lived it. It's not a LARP. But if you're like some millennial hipster doofus and you're going to these diners because you think you're in a David Lynch movie and you're like, I always go to a diner and you post it on Twitter or Instagram, it's like, we're not going to be friends. Like, I hate you. Okay. I hate your guts. I kind of get it. They are cozy. Here's the thing. Here's what I will say. It's valid, but also it's overdone. It's definitely valid, but also I think they're a little overrated. There's some truth to it. Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm kind of like, maybe I'm a little ambivalent. Maybe I'm a little more ambivalent than I thought. I just hate the LARP. Okay, that's all. If you're doing it for the right reasons, it's okay. But if you're LARPing, we got a big problem.
Pray for Sneeko sent $20. That's the all. Sentiment going forward needs to be if you disagree with Nick.
All I'm saying is diners, the food isn't that good. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. We can all stop pretending that the food is that good. And not to queer out or anything. Not, I know you're not going to like this. God knows no one's going to like to hear this. I'm going to be honest with you. Let me be perfectly honest. If I'm going to go out for a cheap breakfast, my go-to is like chorizo and eggs. Typically higher quality. If I want to go and get a really nice breakfast, I'm going to go and get chorizo and eggs or breakfast tacos with chorizo and eggs in them. And I know you're going to hate me for saying that. I know you hate that. Which I know you hate, but that's what I'm going for. I'm not going for, you know, over easy eggs and bacon. White people never season. Okay, but it's meat lover skillet, pause. I don't know. That bacon and eggs, look, I'll get it. It's good, but it's eggs. Okay, it's eggs. Great. It's bacon. Okay, bacon's okay. It's very salty. All right. But chorizo and eggs with like salsa, it's like, that's a fiesta. Okay, that's a party. Now we're cooking. Now we're having fun.
Diddy Sprinkles sent $50. Yahoo. And by the way, the F-35s weren't cheap. You ought to know. You bought M. DJT, enough from the clown. Yahoo shows Demona Warhead's Atatata. Let's not blow this out of proportion.
How about you, Yahoo? Not a bit. Not even a little bit. You still think you're home. This is Tel Aviv.
This is Tel Aviv.
That's probably my number one. That's probably my favorite edit of all time. How about you, Yahoo? You feel under arrest? Not a bit. Not even a little bit. The problem is you thinking you have a choice. That's maybe the best, maybe one of the only good edits.
Agartha Aura Farmer sent $20. A few weeks ago, I watched through you marathon of streams over the summer about the previous Iran conflict. Guess I caught up just in time. Also, did you see the ASU frat leader get pepperoni mugged?
No, I saw him choke on his pizza, though, like a fucking bitch. Eat much? Stupid ass. Got mugged by a slice of pie? Dumbass. Dude, he can't stop catching L's. Craziest Groiper curse ever. He comes at me so hard. All I said is he's a Slav monkey Muslim. And he just comes at me so hard. And then immediately, boom, he's like holding hands with his Jewish best friend. Boom, chokes to death on a slice of pizza. It's not going so hot for him. Not going so well. But I did see him choke on a slice of pizza. Okay, eat much? Eat food much? Dumbass? Try chewing?
Ultra Ultralight sent $23. Stupid. Would you rather sit and listen to the entire discography of the gayest band Queen or watch the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy in its entirety? Praying for you and your family daily. Thank you.
Okay, just like... I get it because I don't like those
things.
Dollar
Mike said $25.
Brilliant premise. What would you rather do? The movie that you hate or the band that you hate? It's like you just, that's the mental equivalent of like a hamster. It's like the mental equivalent of like a dog. Would you rather listen to the band that you don't like or the movie you don't like?
Sam the Bounty Hunter sent $20. First super chat. A bill should be introduced removing all funding commitments to Israel, titled the Jeffrey Epstein Act. In addition, all Israeli citizens should be placed on a terrorist watch list.
And then we should arrest Ben Shapiro, and then we should build a statue of Maui where the Statue of Liberty was, and then we should ban OnlyFans, and then what else?
Cressy Gnome sent $25.
What else you got? Okay, that's our last super chat. That's gonna do it for me. Okay, yeah, that was a little difficult to get through. It's Thursday. It's almost Friday. Then it's the weekend. That's all we got for you. Remember to smash the follow button, smash the like button, leave a comment.